Millpool Lake. Is it a pool or is it a lake? Find out Saturday, June 12th at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, beginning at noon and brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline out here at the Cape Buffalo Grill today, where it is now time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Rangers, Yankees sold out all weekend long. Texas Tickets still has great seats. Also, Colonial, today through Sunday. However you need to get hooked up over for Colonial, they can do it at Texas Tickets. Aerosmith at the Smirnoff on June 2nd. Texas Tickets has great seats for that. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. Let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality going to such great lengths to position himself so. Here is Cobra.
Something we didn't have a chance to get into yesterday was the comments of Bill Cosby. So I thought we would start with that today. He was up in D.C. to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Brown v. Board of Education ruling, which segregation ruling. So he takes the podium and he starts talking about the 60 civil rights activists versus today's youth, in particular, the black youth of America. He says, these people marched and were hit in the face, talking about the 60s people, were hit in the face with rocks to get an education, and now we've got these knuckleheads walking around.
I know black people.
The lower economic people are not holding up their end in this deal. These people aren't parenting. They're buying things for kids. $500 sneakers for what? I can't even talk the way these people talk. And then he's quoting, why you ain't where you is. You can't be a doctor with that kind of crap coming out of your mouth. He then gets into petty criminals within the black culture. He says, these are not political criminals. These are people going around stealing Coca-Cola. People getting shot in the back of the head over a piece of pound cake, and then we run out and we're outraged saying, the cops should have never shot him. Well, what the hell was he doing with the pound cake in his hand? And people were freaking out. He's got the black people all up in arms.
Sometimes people don't like to be confused with the facts.
Well, why are they freaking out? What are they saying?
Well, they're saying that Bill Cosby is, here he is, this leader within the black community, and he's basically taking pot shots at his own people, which they don't like. And the NAACP supposedly was outraged at what he was saying.
Well, you know what? Bill Cosby's right. Everything he said is true.
And, you know, Spike Lee came on not too long ago, kind of dissing rappers and a lot of what they stood for. And it got the rap community and the black community in general all up in arms as well. Same thing that happened with Cosby. But, you know what, I don't understand that. I mean,
Chris Rock rips it pretty good in his new HBO special,
because
too.
They think that since you're black, that you shouldn't criticize any blacks whatsoever. That everything they do...
Across
the board, whatever they do. Wide open, free and easy.
Full throttle.
Anything goes.
You know, I mean, he's saying that a lot of them aren't appreciative of what others did before them, and they're not taking advantage of it. And you know what? He's right on that. And then you have a lot of the black leaders, and why would the NAACP, why would they be outraged on this?
Because it was their deal.
Seems like they'd be right there with him going, you know what? You know, you youngsters, y'all need to listen to Bill Cosby. Here's a guy that fought his way up and was a great entertainer, got his doctorate, got himself educated, and was a success.
They're probably just mad because he did it at their deal. That's probably what's bugging them.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably like, if you want to say that, fine, just don't do it here.
Which they may have a case on that. But he's, you know, he had a forum.
Well, what better place to say it, though?
I mean, he's had as a forum, and, you know, he's not trying to rip anybody. He's trying to make it better. Or, you know, take advantage. You know, Bill Cosby didn't have the advantage of what's going on now. He didn't have that type of leg up. He's just saying, hey, take advantage of all the opportunity you have out there.
Boy, he is right, though. I mean, it is kind of embarrassing to think about what black people went through in the 60s, the
exactly.
activists went through, just to get in school, period.
And they didn't And they're not reaping the benefits of it. I mean, they did that where people of this generation can succeed and lead a better life. I mean, they gave up, you know, a lot of freedom and a lot of their life to do that. And then now you have them thinking that they're entitled to everything.
Well, it was shocking. Jessica Simpson has landed the role of Daisy Duke. It is officially hers in the upcoming Dukes of Hazzard film. Danny, I couldn't find anything saying who was actually starring in this film with her.
Okay.
If you type in Dukes of Hazzard, I don't know if it'll show up anything.
Just type it into what?
Google?
Like a typewriter?
Yeah. Just type it. Something will happen.
Yeah, just type it on a page and see what happens.
I wonder if
that's pretty good casting.
Yeah, it is. But she is such a moron.
Well, it's not like Daisy Duke was a Ph.D.
True, but I'm saying that she can't. I mean, I saw that episode of Newlyweds where she was filming some commercial, and she had one line and couldn't get it right, and they went through like 50 takes. Can you imagine a film role where she's third fiddle?
You know what? I'm wondering just how much of that stuff is set up.
She's
and
an idiot.
It's set up for...
It's probably going to be... Luke Wilson and Ben Stiller, they play everybody.
It'd be funny if they were.
They play everybody.
It's not up there?
I was trying to tell you, but...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Dukes of Hazzard is scheduled for a 2005 release, and there is no cast released yet.
Okay, so she's the only one.
That's the only one that they've announced. Okay, back to you.
Hey, I'd go see it. Give me Luke Wilson and Ben Stiller in every 70s remake, including Laverne and Shirley. There's a new fragrance coming out. This is from Estee Lauder.
Abrasion, right?
No, it's not abrasion. And they've decided, Estee Lauder's decided to collaborate with someone in the hip-hop world. So look for on your shelf the new fragrance from Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Who's that?
Well, he used to have...
Where have I heard that name before?
I have. Now, there's a random guy, I think.
Is that Regina Montoya Coggins?
No.
We have a guy who maybe can tell. Yeah, this guy. No.
Cool G Rap.
No.
LL Cool J.
Let him talk, Norm.
I thought
Cool G Rap. Master Ace.
Jay-Z.
Rakim. Big Daddy Kane. Dr. Dre. All the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
Stretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Michael.
Tupac. Biggie. Jay-Z.
Daddy. Oh, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you just say that in the beginning? Why do we have to get Eminem, Norm, and Reiner to go down a list first?
You know what?
First?
Eminem is always ready to read off his list of rappers, too.
Hey, I'm always ready to contribute, too.
Well, you are. And you have a music bed behind you, too. It's very odd.
Did you see Grego's life force leaving Cape Buffalo just then?
Yes, but I did. Did you hear the smattering of cheers as we played that, Greg?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, Grego is now a puddle on the floor here.
Like the Wicked Witch.
Okay, we got to hurry up here because we got the press conference coming up.
It won't start on time.
The Bachelor is over with, and Jesse Palmer, the New York Giants quarterback, chose Jessica Bolin. Some chick. And now it seems that the Giants are going to cut him. So, is she really reaping the benefits of marrying or hooking
getting
up with
that
the Bachelor?
NFL money that she thought she was going to get?
Exactly.
Maybe he was picking somebody that was rich.
I think she's a law student from California or something like that. But supposedly it was really funny. My wife said that the girl who came in second was like, on her way to meet this guy, and she didn't know whether or not he was going to pick her or not. She was so nervous, she barfed everywhere, kept throwing up, kept going, he's not going to pick me, he's not going to pick me. And sure enough,
he did.
It didn't happen.
No, that's too bad.
It is too bad. And TNT is the number one cable network in the land because of basketball. They averaged 4.6 million viewers per night over the last week because they had basketball. But the number one cable show, The Sopranos, with close to 9 million people watching it last week. By the way, Deadwood, 3.5 million people, so not bad.
Good show.
Yeah.
Tony, you guys should have gave that a shot.
I know.
Good show.
All right, got to go.
All right, coming up next, we're going to take you out to the temple where Alex Rodriguez is about to meet with the leering press. That next here on The Ticket.